I had,
like I said, it wasn't the worst, but it wasn't great.
Not the best either, yeah.
No.
I had
very sad.
I had an experience, I don't know if you saw on the prep page, I put it in there, with not so much the service at a place, but I've had some fraud committed against me this weekend.
What?
So I went out Saturday night to an establishment. Now, I want to make this clear that I'm not accusing the establishment of facilitating this fraud.
All right.
But I don't know. Something happened because I went out to O'Maddy's in Gulfport Saturday night. A great place. Ooh, lots of
classic.
Fun. Yeah, karaoke, the whole deal. It's a hoop,
hell yeah,
that place.
Good
and
time.
I ran up a pretty big tab because it was my buddy's birthday, so I was not only buying myself drinks, but also him some drinks, and then other people, if they were around, hey, you know, what
good
do you want?
Good dude. You're a good dude. You're good time, you know. Billy. Good time, Billy.
That's
here,
me.
Have a drink.
I like that. Good time, Billy. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And so I got my tab. And it was over $100, and I haven't done that in a long time. That was a oof, boy, oh boy.
Big balling, good time, Billy.
But luckily for good time, Bill, I was very inebriated, so I signed the piece of paper and didn't even really, you know, I was like, well, that just is what it is, and signed the piece of paper. Now, even drunk, good time, Bill is very irresponsible. I'm not one to forget my wallet or my keys or anything like that.
Impregnate somebody.
Even that, yes. And I didn't grab my card for some reason, which I never do. I signed the piece of paper and left my card behind.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't really realize this until many hours into Sunday. I was so hungover Sunday morning. It was in the top 10 hangovers of my life.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know what happened because I don't feel like I drank. I mean, I drank a lot, but I don't feel like I overkicked my coverage as far as drinking goes. You know what I mean?
Of course. Like, I mean, you're pretty good.
I'm a pro. Yeah, I'm a professional drinker for sure at this point. And I started early in the day. I had a couple beers. I rented some e-bikes with Timmy, and we went and rode around Dunedin.
Aww.
Which was a good time.
Adorable.
And, yeah, I had a few beers at this brewery down there in Dunedin, but wasn't intoxicated, had a few more at lunch, and I was still fine. Got a lot of sun, though, and I was wearing a tank top and didn't put on sunscreen at all. So I was a little sunburned, but I don't know if you noticed, I'm pretty tan now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty good, so I've acclimated myself to the sun a little bit. But I don't know what happened. I guess it was the combination of the sun and the, you know, slowly drinking all throughout the day. And I guess I did hit it a little harder at certain points towards the end of the night there. But for whatever reason, I neglected to take my card. Didn't notice till the next day. I paid my tab, obviously. I told you to sign the piece of paper.
Right.
Now I'm noticing on my bank statement, I have two charges.
Oh,
That from O'Maddy's that were not mine. One for $70. And another for $24.
I mean, they probably just mistakenly used your card for somebody else's tabs.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I don't want to assume that it's staff because I don't think it was staff. I think what happened was it's at the bar, the card. You know, people are coming up, you know, getting drinks and stuff. I think somebody saw it and looked around, maybe came back 5 minutes later, was still there. So they went, I'm going to pay my tab with this card. Or get around on this card because the staff doesn't have time to look and make sure that it's that person. So they probably just went here, you know, around or whatever, shots, whatever. And then they got it. And then they go, you want to keep it open? They go, no, I'll close it out.
Oh, boy.
And then they just left it behind. Now, usually if you're going to do that, you take the card and then, you know, commit. But it's a little fraud. You know, not like big fraud where you're ordering stuff online, going across state lines and stuff like that. I think it was just somebody who was drunk that saw an opportunity to get some free drinks and took advantage of it. So I'm waiting for, I guess I have to wait for these charges to go through in order to report them, right?
Now, how do you even get your money back on something like that? Because you got to make your bank believe that Good Time Billy didn't just buy a bunch of drinks for people?
Yeah, that, I can imagine it being a little different. I think because I used a credit card, though, that they, for some reason, I think they don't challenge it as much.
I wonder does O'Malley's have cameras that can go back and look and see if somebody grabbed your card?
This is also what I'm concerned about, because I don't want to ruin somebody's life over $70. And if they do decide, like, oh, okay, you didn't make these charges, we need to find out who did, and then they run back the cameras and they go, oh, there's Good Time Bill signing his bill. And now he's out the door. So now we got this, whoever it is, using a card. Now we know who it is. I just don't think the police have the manpower or people power, sorry, for to do little things like this. For $90 fraud, I mean, are they
going to... No, I wouldn't want to get the police involved, but maybe management at O'Malley's can make it right if it was one of the regulars or something like that. Like, they know the guy that grabbed your card and they go, oh, look, it's stupid Pete grabbed his card and thought he'd be cute. Now let's go get that money from Pete. You know what I mean? Well, or God forbid it's an employee that did it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, and I don't know if I should contact O'Maddy's about this, because $90 is unfortunately kind of a lot of money to me right now.
That, yeah.
That, with gas $5 a gallon, I need every penny that I, you know, can get right now. So I don't know if I should just directly. I just have a feeling that the bank would refund it, especially if it's on a credit card, not like a bank card or something.
You could try and see what happens.
Because it's not like I'm reporting fraud all the time. You know, like if it's like, oh, every week you get your car, you leave your car behind. I'm very responsible. So I actually did have some fraud take place on a debit card when I went to Miami. And they did an investigation and they gave me my money back, refunded it. And that was not that long ago. So if I'm reporting it on this credit card now, maybe they'll be like, okay, what's the deal? You got two, you know, frauds taking place in the same year. That's unusual.
Yeah.
So potentially I just had it happen. Money.
Yeah, it just happened to me 3 months ago, and I had to get a new debit card again. It's happened to me more than once, and it's very weird. The only thing I could think of is maybe those gas pump scammers or whatever, because it's happened to me like twice in the last 2 years, and every time I got to get a new debit card, and the biggest pain in the ass is having to go through and switch out all my auto pay features, you know, with the debit card. Like, look at this list I got here. This was all the things. These are all the auto pays I put on this list a couple of months ago that I had to go back. It's like 19 different companies between Amazon, Netflix, Spectrum, the power company, Microsoft, Apple Pay, PayPal, insurance, SunPass, all these Venmo, all these places I had to go in and switch out my payment plan. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know. And it's just I think it happens so often that, you know, it's billions of dollars that these credit card companies lose every year. But they, I guess they're on the hook to, and there's some reason why they do it for credit cards more quickly or more apt to refund you on a credit card than a debit card. But I can't remember what the reason was behind.
Probably because they're screwing us out of so much money that, you know, they're like, we'll give them back $1 billion. We're making $10 billion a year off of them. Who cares? Jerks.
Yeah, so they definitely account for some sort of fraud that will be taking place. But again, I don't want to accuse O'Maddy's of any sort of wrongdoing. I don't think that it was them or anything. Somebody mentioned that, like, they probably bought themselves a round on your card. And I go, nah. I mean, that's fraud. That is straight up fraud. And I mean, they would, if that were the case, I'd want them prosecuted and killed. But
murdered, hung in the streets.
Right.
Yeah. But can't do that crap to people.
No, I don't know. So I guess I'll find out. I'm still waiting for the charges to actually go through so I can report them. But I don't know if I should contact O'Maddy's directly, or I think it's just easier just to go through the bank.
Yeah. Probably a good idea there, bud. Let's grab a couple phone calls before we take a break. You wanna?
All right.
Sure. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. Happy Up Yours Canada Monday. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, regarding the credit card issue, what you do, have you used the credit card since the night you used it last?
Have I what?
Have you used the card since you were in O'Maddy?
No, I have not. I got a new card because the card was getting ready to expire. So I didn't even, I went back and collected the card from O'Maddy's the next day, but I actually got a new card anyway. So I just activated the new card.
Oh, okay. I was going to say they already know you have it. Because I was going to say all you have to do is call the bank and say you lost the card and report it lost. And then the two charges you dispute would just go back, no questions asked.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I was there, though. So they I don't know. They could
I know that. But you still, quote-unquote, lost your card have it in your possession when those two charges went on there. So that means you didn't have the card. Someone else did, which means
yeah.
you're eligible to say I lost it. But since you went back and got the card and O'Malley knows you have it now, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, right, right.
All right, good idea for next time. Thanks.
Before you go,
yeah.
I know you guys aren't the same show, but you at the home would know. If I wanted to get a copy of Drew's sign-off from Friday for a friend of mine who's going through a similar issue up in Ohio, just to give her some inspiration, where would I call for that?
I mean,
I'd say try to get a hold of John Sinning if you know his. You know, if you know how to get a hold of him, you know, maybe slide into his DMs or something, that'd be
just call about
the only way. Yeah, call the show on while he's on and ask him.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, man.
All right, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, later, bud. There you go. All right. Oh, yeah. One or two more. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
How you doing?
What? You broke up.
So for the credit card,
yeah,
you gotta call the company, call your bank institution right now, just so they're aware. But hope that you make that want to trust this.
Okay.
Sorry, I can barely hear you, but I'll report it to the bank. Thank you, appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy. There you go. You're getting a lot of good credit card information here. It's great.
It is.
Let's see if there's somebody from Amex on this next line. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
What's up, dude?
Oh, finally.
Hey, Fritz.
We got the authority on bank fraud, Fritz. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my card just got compromised.
What happened?
A little while back.
Somebody bought a bunch of blimpy subs or whatever.
Big kahunas.
Big kahunas on your card, and you're like, that wasn't me, dudes.
No, some company in California overcharged me, so I just had to get a new card. That's all.
Okay, great.
The bank took care of it.
Thank you.